On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
An 18-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following a stabbing in Guildhurst. A group of men are said to have attacked a man in his 40s in Lurkins Rise last night. The teenager was arrested in West Kingstown following a search involving the police helicopter. Officers are also keen to speak to anyone who saw a Kia SUV-type vehicle and a black Ford Focus travelling in the Guildhurst and Cranbrook areas.
KMFM News.
A 17-year-old boy has been remanded in custody, charged with attempting to murder a child at an art gallery in London. The six-year-old French national was visiting the Tate Modern on Sunday afternoon with his family when he was allegedly thrown from the 10th floor. He remains in a critical but stable condition. Sky's Inzamin Rashid says a teenager's made a brief appearance at Bromley Youth Court.
He was told that he would be appearing at the Central Criminal Court, the Old Bailey, this Thursday for the first hearing, and then the trial will begin on the 22nd of August.
Police say they're continuing to go through hours of CCTV footage 2 months after a teenager was attacked in Canterbury. 17-year-old Daniel Ezzedine from Germany is still in a serious condition in hospital after being assaulted in Rose Lane in the city centre. 11 people have been arrested, but so far no one's been charged. The EU's reportedly accepted that the UK is going to leave without a deal. Boris Johnson's repeatedly said he intends to stick to the October deadline, and officials in Brussels are now operating on the basis that an agreement's unlikely. A man's been taken to hospital after being stabbed during a disturbance in Herne Bay. At kentonline.co.uk this lunchtime, you can see a video of the moment three men kicked their way into a flat on the high street before dragging a man out and attacking him. Armed police were called yesterday afternoon and the injured man was arrested on suspicion of a fray. Louisa owns a nearby florist but isn't concerned about safety in the area.
I've been in town in business for 8 years, so you know, it's the first time I've seen something so dramatic, so you know, you can't worry about that every day.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A gang have tried to force open a cash machine at a shop in Westerham. It happened at the Nissa local shop in Market Square in the early hours of this morning. A number of men are said to have used tools to try and get money, but left empty-handed. A makeup masterclass at a Kent shopping centre aimed at children going back to school has been cancelled. The event, which was due to happen at John Lewis at Bluewater, was criticised as being disgusting after being advertised on Facebook. 65% of you who voted in our poll online were against the idea. A Kent mum is calling for all newborn babies to be given a special test after a heart condition in her daughter was almost missed. Poppy was a shade of blue when she was born, which was initially put down to the fact she arrived in the hospital car park on a cold night. 36 hours later, she stopped breathing and was rushed to a London hospital for heart surgery. A pulse oximetry test at birth would have shown her oxygen levels were really low. Mum Crystal Aveling from Aylsham says it would have saved a lot of heartache.
In our situation, we was lucky. Obviously, it was caught in time, but obviously there's possibly other parents out there where it's missed completely. So for the sake of a test that takes seconds to do, I feel, you know, it could help more parents.
And you can hear more about Poppy's story and the campaign at kentonline.co.uk. A Kent company's battling it out to be named Champion Beer of Britain today. 70 other firms from across the UK are competing for the crown, along with Kent Brewery, which is based in Westmorling. The final round of judging is taking place at the Great British Beer Festival in London, following a year of regional heats and tasting panels. Director of Kent Brewery, Paul Herbert, says this has been their ambition since opening 9 years ago.
We were inspired by what we'd found in America, and so we've always tried to bring tastes to our beers that are unusual, a bit more interesting, a little bit more flavour than people might be used to. And we have become known for that. We do send our beer all over the country.
And Curtis from Love Island is going to be coming to Kent. He'll be appearing at the Casino Rooms in Rochester next month. It's been confirmed on the same day the Love Island Villa opens at Bluewater.
KMFM Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Footballer Wayne Rooney has arrived at Derby's training ground ahead of a proposed move to Pride Park. The former England captain is expected to join the Championship side as a player coach, although he won't officially move until January because he wants to finish the MLS season with DC United in the US. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.